Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Well, I got a cold brew in my left hand and an iced pumpkin spice latte in my right. I am double fisting, double caffeinating today because, whew, I need it. I need it. It's been a week. It's been a week. And if you follow me on the gram, on the socials, then you might know why I have so much caffeine in my system. And it is because you're talking to a pretty tough gal. A pretty tough gal. Didn't realize I was that tough. Did not realize I was that tough. But you are currently listening to a participant of the Tough Mudder. And if you are sitting there going, now, Candace, what is a Tough Mudder? Well, let me tell you. Let this Tough Mudder tell you what the Tough Mudder is. The Tough Mudder is a, it's like a running obstacle course with like military training style obstacles, usually set in a very muddy landscape with a bunch of other people all running and then doing very muddy obstacles in for exercise, I would assume, for fun. Apparently some people do this for fun. It's something that I've witnessed before, but I had never, ever intended on participating in. And if you are confused as to why I participated in one of these things, and if you're wondering, oh, Candace, I didn't know you run. I don't. I do not run. I don't run even if, like, someone's chasing me. I go like, well, I guess you got me. You got me. I don't work out by doing pull-ups or lifting myself up on a rope. I actually haven't worked out in around like 5 months. So I did not train for this. This is not something I would normally do. And the only reason I did it, because you're probably wondering that, is because I lost a bet. So I'm going to take a sip of my pumpkin spice iced latte. Delicious. And I'm going to tell you how this became to be. I think the first lesson here is that if you are a betting woman or a betting man or a betting person, if you're a betting person, don't make a bet with a 21-year-old having to do anything with searching for anything on the internet, because they will probably win. They've been doing their homework on the internet. They socialize on the internet. They live an entire life on the internet that I thought I was good. And no. A 21-year-old girl, she is a ninja. So I've been dating Ah, okay. We're going to say that out loud. That feels very personal and new and interesting and super cool and casual to say out loud. But I have, and not multiple people at this. There's just really one. And I don't even really want to get into it because that's kind of like my personal thing. I don't want to, but like also like it's life. So at a certain point, and this is not brand new. So this is, you know, but like, you know, the way that you're obviously hearing me talk about this is like, this is the most you're going to hear me talk about it. I'll just say that, but it's good. There is a smile on my face. There is joy in my heart. So that, you know, I'm gonna love in and lean into that today. But I wanted to make those close to me, you know, kind of aware of this, you know, really nice person in my life, and so I kind of shared just about as much information as I'm sharing with you right now to those closest to me. And one of those people included my 21-year-old stepdaughter. And so she said, well, who is this person? And I said, well, that you just need to know that there's a person and that's it. I did give her a few more facts. And she said, well, okay, that's enough. I can figure out who they are from here. What? She knew an age and that it was a human person that was a man. That's kind of it. And I said, well, I don't really think you're going to just search all the people, all the men in the internet around this age. And she was like, yeah, going to figure it out. I said, You're not going to figure this out. I've known you since you were a child. I am still the adult here. I know things. And she was like, okay, well, I'll make a bet with you. She wanted me to run the tough murder with her. And I said, absolutely not. What kind of a person do you think I am? I don't run. Two, I'm not that tough. Three, in the mud, are there healing properties to this mud? Is it going to make me look younger? Is it going to detoxify my skin? You know, what are the perks? It's just dirt. This is just dirt mud. No, thank you. Absolutely not. So she said, okay, if you lose this bet, I bet you I will figure out who your new friend is within 24 hours. And if you lose this bet, you have to run the tough mudder. Well, with 3 hours to spare, she figured it out and I lost the bet. I lost the bet and suddenly found myself on the internet looking up the tough mudder and signing myself up. So that's how that became. That is why I signed up for the tough mudder, because I already lost. So if you're ever going to go into a race to win and feel like a winner, I was going into it as a loser. I just want to like that. That's how I entered the race. I did have a rule that I would only do the 5K. That is the minimum. It is the bare minimum. There's a 5K, a 10K, and a 25K. And so her and I were going to do it. My friend's going to do it. And then I have another a girlfriend of mine, one of my mom friends. She was going to join us as well. She just wanted to come along, I think probably just to laugh. But not really. Neither of us knew what we were really getting into. And so that was about a month ago. So, you know, I'm like, okay. I can do this. You know, I jogged a 5K when I was in my 20s that one time, you know, so muscle memory, right? It's the same thing. Same thing. And it's not. It is not the same thing. It is very different. I did not train. I basically showed up. That is what I did. I showed up. And when you get there, there's like loud music playing. There's a lot of people. And I really didn't read too much into like what the tough mudder is. I just kind of was like going and wanted to like experience it for the first time in person. Like I think I did more research on like when to take a timeout to pee during the Taylor Swift concert than I did to research like what I'd be putting my body through for this event. Like very wildly different forms of preparation. This one's like, oh, I'll figure it out when I get there. I'll be surprised. I'll just be surprised. My other friend, on the other hand, she did not, my mom friend did not take that approach. And she was looking up a lot of videos, and one in which where you had to like, you'd be swimming in water, but you're like, but there's a fence, like a cage fence on top of the water. So you're having to like swim on your back and like crawl, like, you know, like kind of backstroke wise, but crawl, but also holding on to this like fencing so you can breathe. And then that's like one of the things that you have to go through. And I was like, I don't know. Like, can we pass? Are we allowed to just go like, I don't want to do this. Can we just save this for next time? Can maybe let someone else experience that? And then I'll, you know, maybe I'll get that next time. So I was slightly nervous and did not know what to expect. And I also, like, I'm just going to say, I'm not like a, like, even when it does come to fitness, I'm not someone who goes to those gyms where like it turns into a cult. You know what I mean? Like I can like flirt with the cult.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Like, I can, like, flirt with the cult. Like, even I feel like the T-Swift of it all, that's like me kind of like winking, you know what I mean? Like, I'm, you know, I'm a new Swifty, you know, I can never crack the codes, you know, I would be terrible at a cult. I'm like, I was invited to join a cult once and I was like, I don't get it. It's someone who was like deep within, you know, they were like, oh no, it's this like great group of people and everyone's really supportive and we all meet at like in Northern New York State and everyone kind of like lives there like a commune. And then there's this one person that like brings you in and they have all this wisdom on like what and like how to make you a better person. And I'm like, I don't know. Like what kind of commune? Like, what are the beds like? How many people to a room? You know, what's the food like, really? You know, is this a cult that, like, really loves, like, good food? Or are you just, like, nickel and diamond the cult food? Like, I'm a little bit too picky to be part of a cult. I also just kind of see through it. Like, he was like, no, it's this, like, great group of people. They're all my friends. And I'm like, it kind of seems like you're trapped in a cult. And he's like, no, I'm not. And then, like, and then, of course, you know, like, 5-10 years later, I'm like, oh, gosh, there's that cult. There it is in an HBO documentary. Who would have thought? I did. So some people get into Tough Mudder a little bit like a cult, just like those. There's like that other fitness thing. Fuck, Melissa, what is it? Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, CrossFit. CrossFit's kind of like, and this is no, like, I'm just saying, like, in a, it's an adjective. I'm not claiming that this is an actual, like, cult or anything like that. That this is just like, you know, like a, an adjective. And so it's cult-like, I guess, you know? And so where people just go and then they have these, like, that's their whole friend group and they have all these goals and, like, their whole life revolves around it. You know, kind of like when people run a marathon and they're only around other people that run marathons and all they do is talk about a marathon. Like, similar, you know? It's like marathons are also, like an, you know, cult-like, you know, to a certain extent. Well, that's also kind of how Tough Mudder is. So you get there and they're blasting the music and there's people that like have been there a bunch and they know what to expect. People are dressing up, everyone's stretching, everyone's like yelling and getting ready. And then like you get up to the start line and I'm like, oh, here we go. Here we go. This is my nightmare. This is what I get for betting with a 21-year-old. There's this gentleman there and he gets on the microphone and I'm like, oh, here's the cult leader. Here's the Tough Mudder cult leader. And he like is like, everyone get in and everyone take a knee and we're all just going to talk for a minute, do some safety things. And so, you know, he does a little safety. He's like, here's the deal. The only way you're going to get through this course is you have to like help each other. This is actually not a course that's like testing your own ability. This is also like, how much do you give to the people around you? Like this is you are now a community of people and you will need each other to get through this. And I was like, oh, that's kind of nice. And he's like, and then he starts like chanting like, you know, hoorah. And we're like, hoorah. And I was like, well, that feels kind of nice. I needed that, like get the blood going. Now I'm breathing a little bit. And then he like, you know, he starts saying like, you know, this is about you doing your best. Like, and you beat your own best. Not what other people consider is your best, but your best. And only you know if you're doing your best. And I'm like, well, damn it. I don't know if I've been doing my best lately. I think I'm just getting by, but I do think I can be doing better. And you know what? Maybe I can do better at like something like this. And then he has you all look around and you're high-fiving people that you've never met. And then you sing the national anthem. Which, you know, I don't know, just brings me back to elementary school or like a sports game. And I'm like, well, this is fun, you know? And then all of a sudden, everyone's just looking and being like, hey, I got you. If you need anything, I got you. And I was just like, well, this feels really familial, you know, for a Sunday. I haven't been to church in a long time. And I was like, this is kind of nice. This feels delightful. And then he blows the horn and then you just take off running. And there are some people, you know, there's always the people that like are, oh, for some reason, they always start at the end of the pack and they have to like run through everyone to make you just feel really bad about yourself to like run to the front, you know. But I just like, we just kept like a nice pace jog. And I was shocked. My body knew how to do that. I was like, wow, look at this. Look at me. Look at my legs moving just one after the other in like a galloping formation. But, you know, like a human like horse. Look at me. And then we get to the first like course, essentially, like part of the course. It's like the first challenge of the Tough Mudder. And I'm going to try to describe it. You look down and it's like muddy water pits and then like and that you have to like jump into. And then you have to, and then there's a giant muddy hill that you then have to help. You have to get over that hill to get into the next one. It's kind of like a roller coaster that's going like up and down and up and down, except that there's nothing to take you over it except the people around you. Total strangers. You are jumping into like a chili pot of mud is the only way to describe it, because there's like sticks and there's like stones in there and a lot of people. And then everything's slippery. And then you have to help like hoist people up to get over to the top of the mud bank so that they can pull you up onto the top of the mud bank. And it's pretty gross and it's pretty hard. And then, but all of a sudden you realize you're looking around and all these people that you were just like hoorahing with are all of a sudden like lifting you up. And when you're slipping, they're grabbing your hand and then you're helping your team. And then you're like lifting people with your body. You're lifting their body up. And then you're just like, Did I always know that I could do this? Am I suddenly superhuman? Was I bitten by a spider last night and I didn't know it and now I'm a superhero? Maybe. Maybe. But it was pretty awesome, I gotta say. It was pretty fun. It was pretty cool to like look at a bunch of strangers and we were all just helping each other. You know, because right now, I'm not going to get into the state of the world right now. I think we're all aware of what's going on. If you have a phone or the internet or just speak to anyone in the world right now. And there were no words exchanging. There were hands helping hands. And it felt really fucking good. Really good. I did have to run again after that. Did not like that part. Loved pulling people out of the mud and being hoisted out of the mud. The running part, you know what, Tough Mudder? We could do with less running. Let's just stick to the activities. I'm an activities kind of gal. Maybe we just do like activity. You know, that really into that. There were so many of them and you needed other people around you to help you. And it was so crazy how quick I would just get to this next activity of like, and someone would just say, hey, grab my hand, step right here onto his knee, and then we're going to toss you up. And then once you get up there, we're, you know, just hold on to that person and then help grab our hand. It was just, everyone was just communicating on like, how can we all help each other? I mean, we climbed over wooden like walls that with no way to get up except hoisting and like kind of like leaping up onto it. We had to like flip over this like water barrel thing and you need a whole team of people to pull you over to the other side. You know, we had to like do this thing called Everest, and Everest is what blew my mind the most. So if you watch Ninja Warrior like I do, then you know there's that one thing at the end where they all have to like run up this inverted wall and like somehow grab the top of it and then pull themselves up. And it looks really hard to do. It looks very high. It looks very, you need like a extra long arm to really get up there. And it looks very difficult. Now, in the Tough Mudder world, I guess this part of the course is infamously known as Everest. And you get there and you're like, nope, that's not going to work. I need to train for this in a gym to be able to do something like this. It is truly like it's muddy, it's tall, and it's like a big slope. You've like run into like a wall and have to like scale it up as if you're like an ant or like a gecko or like something up that like scales walls, a snake. I don't know. You know what I'm saying, though. You need to be like some sort of superhuman animal that can scale a wall. And so we, you know, the four of us get up there and I was just like, well, I think we all know we're passing on this one. This is not happening. No, thank you. And my stepdaughter just looks at me and she goes, no, we're going. And I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. I think, you know what? I think that's a tall wall. And before I could even finish explaining to her why science and gravity and how that works, she was already like face forward and a whole team of people were on top of Everest saying, we got you, run. And she sprinted towards Everest. And I was like, oh God, like I still have that like parental thing being like, you got this. Does she got it? Like, you can do it. I don't know if she can do it. You're going to crush it. Please, dear God, crush it because I don't get hurt. Please don't hurt yourself. And just, you can do this. But it like, that's what every parent feels when they're like cheering on like, ah, and you just like want them to do so well. And she just scaled that and then grabbed the hands of the people up top and they hoisted her up and she climbed Everest. She climbed Everest. Then she yelled out, who's next? Who's next? You're 21. I am not. I am older now, young lady. And so suddenly, my gentleman friend, he ran up. He gets up there. And then I'm looking at my mom friend. I'm like, well, at least I still got one person on my team who's going to be like, guys, this isn't how gravity works. And then she goes, all right, time to go. My mom friend, leaving me in the mud, just scaling Everest. Scaling Everest like a Billy goat, they scale things, right? Like a mountain goat, they scale things. You know, like a cat. Cats don't really scale things. But let's stick with the mountain goat, because that seems like something that would be up in Everest. You know, like a Yeti. You know, Yeti style. She just got right up there. And then I was all alone in the mud. And I was like, everyone did it. Everyone did it on their first try. They just crushed it. And it was one of those moments where I'm like, there is no reason why I should be able to do this. Absolutely no reason. I don't run. I don't scale things. I don't, you know, have this like upper arm strength. I don't do any of these things. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be here standing in mud, looking at a giant wall that I'm supposed to run at and somehow run up. Like, I don't parkour. That's not me. And so they were all yelling, come on. And it was time. I was like, fuck, I'm going to have to do this. And so I took a couple steps back and I ran. I was just kept running, yelling, run fast. And I ran and I ran and I ran towards that wall and I started running my legs up that wall. And oh man, by the grace of God, Goddess, Oprah, you know, anyone else up there, I grabbed my friend's hand and all three of them pulled me up. And I climbed Everest. And you know what? And I didn't climb it myself. Because sometimes you need some people up there to help you get up. And there were no words exchanged. It was just hand to hand, I gotcha.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
We did not run through the electrical wire fencing. That was the last activity. I know that is the one that we did sit out. And I really felt strongly about sitting that out. This is another infamous test of the Tough Mudder. And because there were some people just running right through it or like crawling under it's like hanging electrical, like tentacles, like jellyfish. And you just don't know which ones are electrically charged or not. And my friend's like, oh, man, we could have done it. And then as we were turning, like as we walked around it, like we turned around and there was one guy who just was like, I got this, and like ran. And I'm just going to say he did not got it. The electrical, like he fought electricity and electricity won, like took him down a few times. And we all made peace with the fact that that's not our activity. You know, we're more of a scaling walls kind of group, as opposed to like a get electrocuted group. But who knows? Maybe next time. Maybe next time. But we did it. We made it to the end. There were so many other challenges. There was a lot more mud. We did the ice bath. Yes, you have to like jump into a muddy pond of ice and then swim under like planks of wood. We did that. We did all the things. And if I learned anything from that experience, it is it's a couple things. I'm going to walk you through these lessons because a lot of people do Tough Mudder and they feel changed. You know, they feel like they've learned something new about themselves. And I feel changed. I absolutely feel changed. Because I want to go back. I want to do this again. I get why all these people go do this. I feel like I doubt myself all the time. I feel that in my 30s, I am now living in this like state of mind of like, I'm not built for that. I can't do that. I'm not trained for that. And we don't have that as a kid. We don't have that even in our 20s. In our 20s, that fearlessness of, you know, well, I'm not expected to know everything in the world, so I don't have to, which means I can get to know everything in the world. I don't know why I've lost that in my 30s. And, you know, sometimes it takes scaling Everest to do that. And so if I learned anything, it's don't make a bet with a 21-year-old. That's number one. Number two, you can absolutely scale Everest yourself, but you're going to need a team of people up there no matter what. Like, you need community. You need people around you. You can try to do all these things yourself, but oh my gosh, it is way more inspiring and so much more fun when you have other people helping you along the way. And golly, does it feel good to also be at like on the other side of that, helping people up. Because for every time that someone helped us up in any one of these exercises, you are passing the torch to then yourself to turn around and help the people behind you up. And that feels really, really good. Like we don't do that all the time. You know, it's like, and it's just really, really good. No words, just all action. It was really, really wonderful and powerful. And I'll tell you the last thing I learned. I think I finally found my cult. I'm in. So see you at the next Tough Mudder 2024.
This has been a Super Bloom podcast, hosted by me, Candace Kane, produced by Melissa D. Montz and Diamond Imprint Productions, and advertisement partnerships with Acast.